face. Eubastard sped along the gorge, his neck stretched out to its full extent, his mighty nostrils flaring like jet intakes.
"It's terrified," Petracci yelled. "Animals always know about this sort of thing."
"What sort of thing?"
"Forest fires and things. We haven't got any trees. Well, floods and things. They've got some strange natural instinct."
Phi 1700 bracket U over V lateral EV equals a tranche of 7 to 12. The sound hit them. It was as silent as a dandelion clock striking midnight, but it had pressure. It rolled over them, suffocating as velvet, nauseating as a battered saveloy, and was gone. Eubastard slowed to a walk, a complicated procedure that involved precise instructions to each leg in turn. There was a feeling of release, a sense of stress withdrawn. Eubastard stopped. In the pre-dawn glow, he'd spotted a clump of thorned cephasia bushes growing in the rocks by the track. Angle left, times equals 37.y equals 19.z equals 43, bite. Peace descended. There was no sound except for the eructations of the camel's digestive tract and the distant warbling of a desert owl. Petracci slid off her perch and landed awkwardly.
"My bottom," she announced, to the desert in general, "is one huge blister."
Tepic jumped down and half ran, half staggered up the scree by the roadside, then jogged across the cracked limestone plateau until he could get a good look at the valley. It wasn't there anymore.
End of CD 5.